This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Militants fired dozens of rockets from Gaza as Israeli strikes rained down on the Hamas-ruled territory today. Israel's missile defense system, the Iron Dome, was activated across the area to intercept incoming missiles. Israeli vehicles could be seen stationed along the border with Gaza, and a white surveillance balloon was released. Joe Federer, who is the Associated Press news director for Israel, is in Jerusalem.
Israel and Hamas are now in the second week of heavy fighting. We don't see any slowdown in the fighting. Israel continues to pound Gaza with dozens and dozens of airstrikes around the clock. Hamas also firing dozens of rockets toward Israeli cities. No slowdown in the fighting. Yesterday was an especially bloody day with over 40 people killed in Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. We don't see anything of that magnitude today. Israel did assassinate one of the leaders of the Islamic Jihad militant group in a targeted airstrike. But for the most part, Israel says it's focusing its airstrikes today on Hamas infrastructure.
The White House says President Joe Biden expressed support for a ceasefire in a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday.
Fellow Democrat, the two sides into a ceasefire, with spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on working with partners in the region to reduce the violence.
Through quiet, intensive diplomacy.
But in a later call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire. Fellow Democrats have been pushing him to demand one. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell calls that nonsense, saying it suggests both sides carry equal blame.
I completely reject this obscene moral equivalent.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. India's COVID-19 crisis that has been most acute in the megacities is now penetrating the rural areas, home to nearly 70% of India's 1.3 billion people, where limited public health care is posing challenges to the residents. First wave of the epidemic in India, which peaked in September of 2020, was concentrated in urban areas where testing was introduced faster. But the second wave that erupted in February this year is rampaging through rural towns and villages where testing is very patchy. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is facing criticism for failing to prepare for the second wave, held a virtual interaction with top doctors of India on Monday to take stock of the pandemic situation across the country. Two of the nation's largest retailers are dropping face mask requirements in their stores. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this report.
In response to last week's guidance from the CDC that fully vaccinated people didn't need to wear masks indoors anymore, Target and CVS say they're no longer requiring shoppers who are vaccinated to wear masks inside their stores. They didn't say how anyone would know if a shopper was inoculated or not. Target says vaccinated workers can also stop wearing masks, and it's offering time off to its employees to get a COVID shot. At CVS, though, workers will still have to wear a face mask regardless of their vaccination status. Friday, Walmart, Costco, and several other large retailers announced that they were dropping mask requirements for people who have been vaccinated. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden announced yesterday that he will send at least 20 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to other countries by the end of June, marking the first time the United States is sharing vaccines authorized for domestic use.
And we need to help fight the disease around the world to keep us safe here at home, and to do the right thing of helping other people. It's the right thing to do. It's the smart thing to do. It's the strong thing to do.
Several African heads of state are attending the Summit for the Financing of African Economies held in Paris, France. Current African Union chairman Félix Tshisekedi conferred with his African counterparts present in Paris to move them to speak with one voice before the partners that have already expressed their will to assist Africa to face the crisis resulting from novel coronavirus. Major debates on African economies and significant financial assistance have been scheduled for later on today. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News. We'll be right back.